The Warriors beat the Pacers as we witness a new career high for Klay Thompson as he scores 60 points in this win over Indiana at Oracle Arena. An electric night with Thompson hitting 8 three-pointers, 21 of 33 shooting tonight, 60 points in 29 minutes. Four Warriors have reached 60 in a game. Wilt Chamberlain, Rick Barry, Joe Fulks, and now Klay Thompson in this 142-106 victory. Here's Klay and Coach Kerr.
Probably said that one quarter against the Kings, the closest that comes to it, but proud of myself. I had zero turnovers tonight. I feel like every shot I took was a good shot. And just the way I was playing off my teammates, too. You know, it's easy to run, get open looks when you're running off Zaza and Draymond all night. And I think it started for me when I got a few layups in the beginning. That always opens up my game, and whenever I'm active off the ball, that's when I'm at my best.
Klay, I was told that you talked about the shots you missed at halftime. You had 40 points, yet what makes you go back and second-guess the ones you missed?
I just hate when I miss a wide-open corner three. That's like a layup to a shooter. And it's basketball, we're all humans. We're going to miss shots, we're going to make mistakes. But all the best shooters that ever play this game are all big-time perfectionists. And I feel like, I mean, me, Steph, and Kevin are no different. And, yeah, it's just about striving to – I mean, you want to make every shot. So I remember the ones I miss more than the ones I make, but because I'd like to see what I did wrong. But it's part of the game, and can't really complain with the night we had. I mean, we had 45 assists and 12 turnovers. It's unheard of. And we're clicking right now. It's big. We got this. We didn't have a letdown tonight going on this road trip.
This team is scoring at an offensive rate not seen in the NBA in at least 25 years so far. Is this peak of what this team can do offensively, or is there another gear?
I don't think so. We're only 21 games in. There's definitely another gear, and we're still relatively new playing with each other. But it has been a smooth transition. Obviously, that's a big testament to the character of the guys we got, who are very unselfish. Guys like Kevin and Zaza, and the other guys we brought on too. They don't care about the numbers. They just want to win. That's why they joined up. D West as well. And like I said, 45 assists. That's ridiculous. Who was the last team? Was it Showtime who did it 25 years ago? I don't know. Or the Suns? Nice, Ray. He's sports encyclopedia, the best one there is right there.
You mentioned being proud of the zero turnovers. How about the 11 free throws and particularly the pump fake that got you three in the corner?
That was big. I saw how happy Steve and Mike Brown were after that. I need to do that more often, you know. I missed a couple wide open threes, and it's nothing like getting the line, getting that rhythm back. So I'm going to watch tape of this game, see how I did well. Obviously celebrate this tonight. It's a feat I never really thought I'd be able to do growing up. But it's a quick turnaround. Like I said before, we're playing a really good LA team in a couple days, and then we got tough road games all the way through. And I can't just be satisfied with this, you know. I got to keep pushing.
Klay, be honest, did you ask Steve to play in the fourth?
I didn't, but it's just unfortunate. The two times I got my career high, I didn't even get to play the fourth quarter. We should keep these games closer next time, but it's all good. It's good to get rest before we go on this road trip. It's going to be a beast, and 4 games in 5 nights is never easy.
Do you think you could have gotten 80?
Maybe. Like I say, I think I could have. That would have been maybe one day I'll have the opportunity, but 16, 29 minutes is not too bad. I'm satisfied with that.
Klay, at one point you hit one from the baseline and Steph ran down the tunnel. I mean, were you already back where you didn't even see that, or did you hear about it?
I saw it on the replay, and you know, it makes you feel good when your teammates is so happy for you. I've seen Steph do it countless times, and he inspires me to be an even better shooter every day. I see the work he puts in, same with Kevin. And when you got two guys who can score at that kind of level, it's inspiring to, you know, it's for me to go even further. So like I said before, hopefully this won't be the last time, and I'm not satisfied, and I just got to keep on working.
Hey, Klay, about tonight's game, you know, did that remind you of that game? You got 37 points in one quarter. Did you feel the same way, feeling, mojo, something like that?
It did remind me of it because it's a zone that you cherish when you're in, when you get the crowd on their feet like that. Something I don't take for granted because you don't know when these nights will come and go. But like I said, wow, Draymond's loud. Like I said before, it's so fun when you get the crowd on their feet every time you touch the ball. That's not a thing a lot of players get to experience. So, you know, I always enjoy these moments. They seem to go by the fastest, but something I'll remember forever. And, you know, hopefully I can top it one day.
You were just saying that nights like these don't come around very often. And I was wondering if you remember when Kobe went for 81. And do you remember what you were thinking? I mean, do you remember what your memories from that night at all?
I do. I mean, my dad had tickets to the game, and I didn't want to go because Vince Carter was on the Raptors anymore. I was like, it's okay. And now I'm spoiled back then. Now I kick myself every day that I didn't go to that game. But I watched Kobe's highlights and seeing it being the same breath as him, it's unbelievable. But I don't know if I would have beat his record. It's something that everyone that looks untouchable, but you don't want to limit yourself. But yeah, I remember that night, and that was incredible. That's I mean, the only one who beat him was Wilt, so got to give Kobe credit. He laid the foundation for all his guards out here to strive to be like him.
You made some waves this summer when you said during the Olympics that you weren't going to have to sacrifice anything and nobody else was because you're going to stick to what you do. Have you been surprised that you guys have been able to all be able to do that and kind of seamlessly right from the jump, be able to stick with what you do?
Not at all, because that's why the reason Kevin came is he saw what the potential we had with him on this team. He saw that we play so unselfish, that it's a free-flowing offense, and same with guys like D-West and Zaza, who took big pay cuts to come here and try and win. And you got to respect those guys because, I mean, winning, it trumps everything. So I'm really not that shocked. I knew, just look at Kevin's game. If it's perfect in what we do, he doesn't dominate the ball. I mean, he has asked in the past because he's such a great player. But with us, you know, it's going to come so easy for him. And it's reflective of how well he's shooting the ball this year. He's almost 60%, and he's a wing. That's unbelievable.
It always feels like it's a possibility. And when he got off to that start that he did, you know, a lot of easy buckets early, some lands, and then he got his jumper going. It was kind of started rolling downhill from there.
Coach, you talked about those easy buckets he got. Can you talk about, you know, he moves well without the ball.
Yeah.
Did it seem like that kind of got him going? How difficult is that to teach guys the move, constantly move without the ball?
Well, it comes naturally for him. He's kind of an old school NBA player. You know, he's like Reggie Miller, Rip Hamilton, guys who work without the ball. The game today is played so much on the ball. Ball screens, spot up, you know, on the weak side. But Clay really is just constantly moving and probing, and it's effective because we got a lot of playmakers. I mean, you could see once he got hot, Steph was looking for him, Draymond, KD, you know, Andre, they're all looking for him, Zaza. And so I've said this before, but I really believe the strength of our team the last few years offensively has been the number of guys that we have who can pass and make plays. And what's really gratifying as a coach is when you see the type of unselfishness. You know, Steph was on the bench, I think, early second quarter. He was like 1 for 5 for 3 points at the time. And he was the happiest guy in the building when Clay was going nuts. Same with KD. He was the celebrations on the sideline. To me, showed kind of what this team is about. They take a lot of joy in each other's success, which is fun to see.
Can you describe for us, at least in some detail, the post-game locker room, what it was like after a game like this where you blow out a team and where Clay hits the record books?
Well, I walked in and everybody was on their phone. And then I said, good job, guys. They went. And I said, what time do you guys want to practice tomorrow? And they went. And then we brought it in. Good job. 1, 2, 3, just us. Here I am.
kind of got lost in the Clay hysterics tonight, but that play where it was off the jump ball, no dribbles, Draymond to Steph in the alley-oop, how spectacular was that play?
Yeah, that was amazing. You know, Kevin is just, you know, he's so long, his arms are so long, he jumps so high that a play like that with anybody else, you know, that ball just, that's a turnover. And you could tell he was expecting the ball here and it went over there and he just caught it with his left hand and finished, but pretty remarkable play. But, you know, to be honest, what I liked the most about tonight was that we made the simple play, and for the most part, that was a spectacular one, but we kept it simple, kept our turnovers way down. You know, I think we only had 5 or 6 turnovers mid-fourth quarter, which is an incredible number. So it was a great night, and what that does, when you keep your turnovers down, it's the best thing for your defense. You know, you just don't give up the easy stuff when you take care of the ball. And for us, obviously, we get more shots. And, you know, more field goal attempts for us is always good, but making the other team work for everything at the defense at the other end is the most important thing when you're trying to win, and keeping your turnovers down, you know, helps you do that.
The NBA and their fans like big numbers, 181. But is there something for you, a significance to 60 points in just 29 minutes?
You know, it's significant for the individual. You know, it doesn't matter to me, like, what number it is, but it matters to Clay. It matters to every player who's playing. You want to do well. There are individual milestones that are, you know, important to players, and I respect that as long as it's within the context of the game, which is why he didn't play, you know, in the last part of the game, fourth quarter. But no, I think all of our guys are cognizant of the fact that when a guy's got it going, get him the ball, get him his career high. That stuff's fun. As I said, as long as it's, you know, part of the game.
Clay made some waves this summer when he was in Brazil and said that he wasn't going to have to sacrifice anything this season.
Anything.
Yeah. I'll edit it for the kids. I know you've talked a lot about the unselfishness of this team, but all three of your stars are basically where they've always been shots-wise. Have you been surprised at all that they've kind of all been able to make this work kind of right away?
Doesn't shock me. You know, I was interested to see how it would work, but I did think it would work. And again, it's because all these guys are playmakers as well as shooters. They enjoy making the pass. Kevin loves to pass the ball, and so does Steph. And Draymond, obviously, I mean, that's his game. Not as much Clay. But they enjoy, you know, they enjoy passing to each other. And so, you know, the way it's worked out is great. I mean, you look at the box score. Steph has 10 field goal attempts tonight. He doesn't care. I mean, he's not in there calculating his numbers. Some players would be. I thought this was one of Steph's best games of the year. 11 assists and no turnovers, and he was sharp defensively. So I think our guys, you know, they care. Everyone cares about individual numbers. You know, you can't say, well, they don't care at all. They care, but they understand how this works. Some nights are their nights, some nights it's somebody else's. And everybody just kind of takes joy in each other's success. And over the course of the season, it's fun to see the fact that, you know, they all sort of share and do it together.
I want to take you down a hypothetical road real quick. Say the game is close throughout. The way the type of night that Clay was having, what do you think he was capable of putting up if he was playing close to 40?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I know he would have kept shooting. So Clay's never going to stop shooting. So I guess you could just, you know, do the math. I'll get Sammy Gelfand to do the math. But he played 29 minutes. He got 33 shots up. So more than a shot a minute. So if he had played another, you know, 7-8 minutes, that's 10 more shots. Who knows? Who knows how many points he would have scored? But that's your job. But now the main thing was he had a great practice yesterday, and he just came in and lit it up today, and he was in a great groove.
Underrated portion of the night for Clay, 11 free throws, which is rare for him. What did you think of that? And specifically when he pump faked Monte in the corner, it looked like you were pleased with that one.
Yeah, I've been urging him to do that, and Steph too. And I think Clay has the potential to shoot 7 or 8 free throws a game on average if he wants. And you know, he gets a shot off so easily that sometimes he just likes to pump fake and slide over and take a three. But I'd like to see him get to the line more. It helps our defense.
All right, now the Warriors hit the road for 5 games, starting in L.A. against the Clippers. Then it's off to Utah to face the Jazz before games in Memphis, Minnesota, and New Orleans. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.